Japa Meditation Number 1. Meditation on Srimati Radhika's Lotus Feet. A brief description. The right foot of Srimati Radharani. While listening to this description, one could open, if he wants to, read and listen, open the small English book to page 5, and while listening to this meditation and chanting japa, and holding the small book in the left hand, turn to page 5, you can look at the symbols on the feet and follow along and imprint Radha's Charan Chinha deeply embedded in the brain for later recollection. So we begin now our practices of concentration on hearing and seeing and meditating and chanting. Sri Radhika's lotus feet, right foot. I worship Sri Radha, whose beautiful right lotus foot is adorned with 8 auspicious markings. At the base of Radha's big toe is a conch shell design, mark, symbol on her feet, bottom of her feet. Below the second and middle toe of Radha is a mountain. Below the mountain, in the center, toward the heel, is a chariot. And on the heel there is a fish. Beside the chariot, on the inside edge of Radha's foot is a spear or a Shakti weapon. On the outside of the foot, next to the chariot, is a club near the outer edge of the foot. Below the little toe is a sacrificial altar, and below that, Homakund, below that is a jeweled, one single jeweled earring, kundala. Radharani's left foot. I worship Sri Radha, whose elegant left foot is beautified with 11 auspicious markings. At the base of Radha's big toe is a barley corn. Barley corn is an English term to describe one single seed of barley, which in Hindi, I believe, is called jobe. Barley, of course, is a very auspicious grain, and one of the oldest grains, as in Gehun Kabija, barley, jobe, is one of the oldest grains, edible grains, on the planet. So one, visualize one single piece of barley is underneath Radharani's left foot. Below the barley corn, or seed, it's not corn in any way, it's a different grain, barley, jobe. Below that, and below the big toe of Radha's left foot, is a chakra. And below that chakra is an umbrella and a bracelet below that, churi, an upcurving line, urdhva reka, starts in the middle of Radharani's left foot and runs up to an ends between the big toe and the first toe. Below Radha's middle toe is a lotus flower, and below that is a flag. Below the flag is a flower, and below the flower is a creeper, a lata. On Radharani's heel, there is a beautiful symbol or chinna of Ardha Chandra, half moon. An elephant goad, Ankush, rests below the little toe. In this way, 8 marks on Radharani's right foot and 11 marks on her left foot comprise the 19 auspicious markings of Srimati Radhika's feet should be eternally remembered. Srila Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati says, O Vrindavaneshwari, O Sri Radhe, I pray for the shelter of your lotus feet. Your lotus feet are the treasure house of the nectar of divine love. Your feet are the supremely cooling remedy for the burning fires of this material world. Radharas Sudanidhi.